The Deputy Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, Enchibwezi Akosachere, says government will soon establish an authority on occupational safety and health to police and implement the pending draft National Occupational Safety and Health Policy. The policy is expected to serve as guideline for adoption across all major sectors of the economy to ensure safe and healthy workplace programs. It will also encourage more investments in health and safety for employers, employees, as well as communities where they operate. Mr. Enchibwezi Akosachere was speaking in Tamale at a consultative forum on the draft occupational safety and health policy. We bring you a news desk report.
Mr. Akosachere said, in spite of the huge benefits of ensuring sound occupational health and safety, the country is saddled with a myriad of challenges, most of which have been taken for granted either out of ignorance or blatant refusal to invest in safety. He said he considers workplace safety, healthy working environment, and the well-being of workers as one of the critical sector priorities, which have the potential of contributing to the overall economic growth of the country. He said the only legislation on workplace safety was initiated in the 1970s and the law is now obsolete. Hence, the need to develop a national policy to be in tune with international standards. Some of the work-related hazards are exposure to loud noise and excessive vibration, handling of hazardous chemicals without adequate protection, working under conditions of poor lighting, and sometimes working with exposed and faulty electrical connections. Others are instances of gas explosions, which did not affect only workers, but also innocent passers-by, resulting in fatalities and loss of property. Mr. Samuel Nitete, a consultant taking participants through the content of draft policy, said, in sanitary workplace conditions such as lack of safety tools, poor toilet facilities, and lack of potable water will be addressed with the passage of regulation. He said, the challenge of workers not reporting cases of occupational hazards due to the fear of losing their jobs will be a thing of the past.
A news desk report.